From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, it's the largest payout yet in any Catholic Church sex abuse case, $660 million. Over the weekend, the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Los Angeles agreed to settle with more than 500 alleged victims of sexual abuse by clergy, ending 5 years of negotiations. That's more than $1 million per plaintiff. In a few minutes, we'll talk with one of those victims.
But first, for the latest in the settlement, we're joined by Rob Schmitz from member station KQED. Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Rob, what's been the reaction to this huge settlement from the victims?
Well, the victims that I've spoken with, one in particular this weekend since the news was released, and he was actually getting prepared for trial today. And for the last month, he's been taking depositions, and he's kind of had to remember a lot of the abuse that he suffered. And so for him, it was kind of he had conflicting feelings about it. I think he was relieved, but at the same time, I think he was disappointed that the church waited this long to settle.
But are there critics among the victims, people who wanted to go to trial to have this out in the open?
Definitely, because I think that a trial would mean that Cardinal Roger Mahoney would have taken a stand, that a lot of the personnel files would have been released. The personnel files now are going to be released. However, the caveat is that a private judge is going to mediate any objections from individual priests. So that might take a while, and a lot of files might not see the light of day.
But we may find out that there were some cover-ups from those papers, correct?
That's correct. I mean, the lawyers that I've talked to for the plaintiffs that have seen these files say that they implicate Roger Mahoney, Cardinal Roger Mahoney, as a big member of this cover-up and someone who was shuffling priests from parish to parish.
What about Catholic parishioners in L.A.? Sunday Mass must have been quite a scene.
Yes, a lot of parishioners are I think, relieved. A lot of parishioners are also asking why the church did wait so long. Some parishioners are wondering if the church is going to be able to afford this very weighty settlement.
And that's a big question. So how is the archdiocese going to raise that money?
Well, according to the Los Angeles Times, the archdiocese has around 1,600 properties, and they're worth about $4 billion. So, you know, $660 million, and I should mention that only about $250 million of that is actually going to be paid in cash by the church. The rest of it's going to be by insurers. I think the archdiocese is probably going—it's not going to bring the archdiocese to its financial knees. It will be able to continue its mission, keep its schools and churches running.
There are other sex abuse cases waiting to be settled or tried. How does this settlement affect those cases?
Well, it seems that with each settlement that we've seen over the years, the figure seems to get larger per victim. And I think that right now, the next big one is going to be San Diego. And San Diego has already filed for bankruptcy protection, and they have until the end of August to come to an agreement before trials begin. So I think what we're going to see is probably larger settlements per victim and bigger damages to the diocese that are involved.
Rob Schmitz from member station KQED, thank you very much.
Thank you.